إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned, gave us the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family and told us that this is the uswa, the way of life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is to be emulated. To me, in my view, the biggest lesson that I learn, especially from the story of the sacrifice of Ismail alayhi salam, is the lesson of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in everything, irrespective of whether we like to do it or not. This is the lesson. Nobody in the world can claim that Ibrahim alayhi salam enjoyed the idea of slaughtering his son. I think it was a great idea, fantastic, let's do it. No. Nobody can say that Ismail alayhi salam liked the idea of being slaughtered. Nobody can say that the mother of Ismail alayhi salam, Hajra alayhi salam, that she liked the idea that this one child that they have is going to be taken and slaughtered. Yet they did it. They did it, they did not complain about it, they did not argue about it, they did not delay in it. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, they did. And like we said yesterday, we see the result of that also. Actually, the slaughter never happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala substituted a ram for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised their darajat. Allah mentioned them in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made their entire life and everything else a sign for one of his signs for the rest of humankind. And when we are saying this, think about this. Ibrahim alayhi salam, historians say that he lived around 1800 BC. So add a couple of centuries here and there. So add 2000 years before that. Add 2028. Yeah? What is it? 2018, right? So 2020 years this side. So you're talking about 4000 years. So till now. So 4000 years worth of ibadat are in the account of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, and Hajar alayhi salam. And this will continue as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Why? Because of obedience. And this obedience in something which obviously they could not have liked. But they did it. As I always say, obedience is only in things you don't like. In things which you like, where is the question of obedience? You like to do it anyway. So, it's not an issue of obedience, right? Like we tell Uzair to go play football. He likes to play football. I mean, big deal. So, now I'm being very obedient. I'm going to play football. But don't play football. Study at the time of studying, which mashallah he does very seriously without being told. But I'm saying that if that was the case, then you would say, okay, this is obedience. Because he likes to do something, but he's not doing it because he's obeying. He understands the value of the studying. Yeah, it's not some blind nonsense. He understands that. So, he's okay. This is painful. I would rather watch football. I would rather go play football. But instead of that, I'm going to be studying here. Now, that is obedience. Because obedience is in things which we don't like. That's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you cannot reach the level of piety and birr and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you spend in the path of Allah that which you love the most. Spending that which you love the most means what? Means you don't like spending it, obviously. If you love something the most, then you don't like to give it away. And loving is not only in material things. For example, you like to sleep at this time of Salatul Fajr. It is the sweetest of sleep because shaitan is now, you know, singing a tune in your ear also. But at that time, you get up. You say, no, I have to get up. I can. Shaitan will say, no, you got up, no, just pray here next to the bed. No, not next. I will go to the masjid. It's not easy. It is not easy. One step before that, you wake up even earlier than that for tahajjud. Not easy. That is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that reward in it. Take the issue of beards, which I always keep talking about. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu ordered us to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, atiu Allah wa atiu Rasul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then told us also to make ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is to emulate him, which does not require a order in order to be emulated. Like I said in the last Jumu'ah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ. And Allah said, the reward of that is Allah will love you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a time will come when it will be more difficult to follow my sunnah than holding a live coal in your hand. I don't think we are at that time. I'm just mentioning the hadith. And he said, when my ummah revive one of my sunnah at those times, Allah will give them the reward for 100 shaheed. Yeah? 100 shaheed. So the Sahaba, may Allah bless them, this is because of their questions we have this deen. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, 100 shaheed of their times or our times? He said, 100 shaheed of your times. So you are talking about the reward of 100 shaheed Sahaba. So if having a beard is difficult for you, think about this. First, Allah will love you. I don't think there is anything bigger than that. Second one is, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah will reward you equal to 100 shuhada of the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, my expansion of this, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this true, because I am operating from the hadith Qudsi, where Allah said, Ana inda zanni abdi bi, I am for my slave what he expects me to be, and I expect my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu to be generous beyond my comprehension. So my point is, as far as the beard is concerned, this reward of 100 shuhada is how many times? As far as I am concerned, it is 100 shuhada for every hair of this beard, every second of the day. Why not? Allah's treasures are unlimited. Who said Allah can't give? So if someone wants to give you this fatwa and say, no, it's only one time, you ask him, how do you know this? Where is the proof? My proof is that my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu has treasures which are beyond comprehension, beyond limits, and his generosity is beyond comprehension and beyond limits. He does not lose anything by giving us, so why not give us? My Shaykh used to make the dua. He used to say, Allah, baad banti hai meri, kya tera bigadta hai, de bolte the. Same thing with the hijab. One of the many reasons that I am not, that I am glad that I am not a woman is because I don't have to wear the hijab. Seriously, it is a very tough thing. Don't make any mistake about it. It is very difficult. Especially the sisters who wear only black, you know, black burqa and black hijab. There is no need for them to do that. I don't know why they do that, but whatever the choice is, right? There is no color specification as long as you're not wearing some, you know, psychedelic colors and as long as you don't have light flashing in your hair or something. I mean, other than that, there is no specification that the hijab should only be black or the abaya should only be black. No, you can wear anything you like as long as it's not attracting attention. You know, people who would not even have seen are looking now because of the color of this thing or whatever. So that's what. But the point is that it is a very difficult thing. I'm not even talking about attracting hostility, blah, blah. No, just physically it's difficult. In the heat, it is difficult to have, you know, a covering on your face, on your head and so on and so forth. But the point is, the reward of this. So look at what will you get out of this. Why do we have that kind of reward? Because it is difficult. If it was not difficult, then where is the reward? You would have done it anyway. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is what you spend in the path of Allah. So for somebody, it might be spending money. For some other people, you might say, well, you know, money is not an issue. I mean, you want some money, take it, go. I don't even think about it after a minute. But for those people, getting up might be an issue. Wearing a hijab might be an issue. Having a beard might be an issue. Controlling anger might be an issue. Speaking the truth where it hurts might be an issue. Right? I mean, all of these are issues. And whatever else, I mean, just for each one there will be something. The point is to think about it and say that what is it that I want? If I want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's why I always say everything boils down finally to your and my yaqeen on the akhirah. Do you and I believe that one day we will die? Seriously. I mean, this looks like a stupid question. It's not a stupid question. I think it's a very important question. I tell myself, let me sit in front of the mirror, look at myself in my eyes and say, you will die. Is it true? Will I die? And if I die, is it my iman that I will be resurrected and I will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just settle this one question in your mind and believe me, everything else becomes very easy. Then it doesn't matter. Let anyone like or don't like and somebody says, why are you doing this? Forget all that. Nobody is, whoever is telling you that is not coming into your cover. As simple as that. Right? So why do you bother with them? Don't worry about them. You look at what, I will meet Allah, let me straighten that path. I want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state where my Rabb is pleased with me. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, al-mustan for all of you. How is that going to happen? Not by you sleeping in your bed and not praying and not coming to the masjid and doing this. No, of course not. You know this. This is not rocket science. You don't need some, you know, great Mufti Azam to come and give you a fatwa. Don't you know this? We all know this. Then why do you do it? So, point is, we do it because may Allah protect us. The yaqeen is not there. Our belief is intellectual. Yeah, we don't deny this. If somebody says, do you believe in the akhirah? Yeah, of course I believe in the akhirah. But you go and look at the actions and say, okay, now let me see. Yavar Beg says, I believe in the akhirah. What is in the life of Yavar Beg that shows me that the man believes in the akhirah? Which action? Rasulullah ﷺ said, if there is somebody who is doing some rubbish and this creates anger in you, your anger is justified. We are not saying what, if you are getting angry, this is, you know, you are mad. No. It is justified. You should be getting angry. Anger must be in you. But, he said, if you do not express this anger, if you don't shout at the guy, you don't beat the guy and so on, Allah will build you a palace in Wasatil Jannah, in the middle of Jannah. Right? So, we believe in the Hadith of Rasulullah. Now, I narrated the Hadith for you. You heard the Hadith, you believe in the Hadith. Now I go out from here and somebody does something and you hear me screaming at the guy, you see me backing the guy, you say, where is this belief? Just now you mentioned the hadith. So it means either one of two things. Either you don't need this palace in Jannah or you don't believe this will happen. Tell me, what else is the interpretation? If you are saying you believe in the Akhirah, you believe in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu, and then your action is the opposite of that, what must anybody say? And it's not about anybody else. Forget about anybody. What do you say to yourself? This is what we learn from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. They walked their talk. There is no difference between the walk and the talk. The gap between the walk and the talk, I always say, credibility falls through the gap between the walk and the talk. You can talk till the cows come home. It has no effect unless you walk that talk. Nobody cares what you say until they see what you do. This is our problem with the upbringing of children also. There is no parent in the world who will tell his child, you should lie, you should cheat, you should curse, you should do this. Nobody. Right? Even if the father or the mother is the head of a gang of bandits, they will not tell them that. So the child is told, no, you should speak the truth. You should always be polite. Very nice. Then, the child sees you lying. He sees you cheating. He sees you rudely talking to people. He sees you cursing. What is he learning? He is learning that this, Sabha, you should speak the truth. Yeah. I will also tell everybody. But should I really speak the truth? No. That we will decide. Depend on the situation. That is the problem. The problem with upbringing of children is because you don't walk your talk. The children do not see in your actions what your words tell them. So their credibility is zero. It's very, very important. And that's why I remind myself and you, Let us get real, because one day we will die. Make no mistake about this. And when it comes, it is always a surprise. We don't know when it's going to come. But we know it will come. We know this is our iman that we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make sure that that day will be the best day of our lives. A man was making dua, O Allah, make my last of my actions the best of my actions, and the last day of my life the best day of my life, and I meet my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very pleased with that. He praised him, he said Ameen, and he gave him a piece of gold as a gift because of how he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before he made his dua also. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our ibadat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives in a way which is pleasing to him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the wasawis of shaitan and from our own nafs. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.